And check, 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 what's poppin'? We turning up for you guys. This is the motherfucking Vice City Mafia podcast.
Yeah!
I'm your boy Cross-Eyed, and we got Major, Minor, and the goddamn penalty. Yo, you know an interesting fact I learned, actually, that I wanted to tell you about? Do you know God and Jesus' real name?
Cross-Eyed and Major, Minor?
Nah, it's Yahweh and Yahshua. Because the Arabic language didn't have J. That's a way to prove it. That was something I just learned that I just thought was lit.
Where? Like, where'd you learn that?
I learned it on the internet, then I started looking into it. I was going through Google, I was going through blogs.
I do know about Yahweh, right? But yeah, that is Hebrew, but I forget the language that...
It was a complete different language. Like, it's like the Bible was originally written in, like, a language that we don't speak no more.
Let's see.
Or some shit like that, right?
Let's see. What language was the Old Testament right there? Hebrew and Aramaic. There we go. Aramaic.
All right. We're going to cut right there, so... All right, so the Bible is written in, like, what?
Aramaic. Hebrew and Aramaic. So let's talk about that.
Hebrew and Aramaic. What is Aramaic? Is that around anymore?
No.
You know, people like to ask me, right? So someone...
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone hit me. Someone at my job, right? Because I've gotten really into God lately, right?
Okay.
And into my Christian religion.
Why is that?
Because I've had shit happen in my life, and then we sit here and you pray and you ask for something for God, but then you gotta think to yourself, like, yo, God don't work for us, right? Like, we work for God in reality. Like, God don't work for us.
So, God worked for me, nigga.
No. But God don't work for us. So what I started doing is I was like building a shrine and shit. But
what's your belief of God?
That Jesus is God.
You believe Jesus is God?
Yeah, Jesus is God.
Jesus doesn't believe Jesus is God.
No, Jesus is God.
Jesus believes Jesus is God.
No, but I believe in the Holy Trinity. So.
Yeah, so then.
God, and God.
No, the Holy Spirit is not. Okay, go ahead. You tell me what you believe. Because you can't be wrong. It's your belief.
I'm only at Exodus on the Bible, so you can't test
That's
me
the
on
second
the,
book of the
yeah,
Bible.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like, I'm not that far into it. There's like,
Genesis,
what? I think I got like 40 fucking more
Leviticus,
books.
Leviticus, Numbers, like, you know? Deuteronomy.
But someone asked me, right? Because they're talking about the different languages in the Bible and how it's been translated. And they asked me, why do I believe in it? And why do I believe in Christianity? Like, I like the Muslim religion, and I respect the Muslim religion. And I think the Muslim religion is one of the strongest religions around today. Like, they really live by their
shit. You have to watch this movie called Zeitgeist, bro.
What?
You have to watch this movie called Zeitgeist.
What's Zeitgeist?
It talks about where religion came from. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, but, all right, the reason why I believe in the religion I believe in, right? Not only is the story told by niggas that died because they believe in this religion, but all the religions
died for a lot of shit,
line up together, right? Are you gonna, yo, man, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Dude, I'm not gonna die here, right? All right, let's say you tell me, hey, all right, I saw Jesus, right? I see Jesus. I see him walk. I'm like, that's fucking Jesus. And you're like, yo, you didn't see Jesus. Now, seeing Jesus means I'm gonna have eternal life. And you tell me, nah, you didn't see Jesus, bro. Denounce that shit right now or we're going to murk you. And you're like, nah, nigga, fuck that. I'm going to get eternal life. I literally saw Jesus. Dude, like, you could kill me right now. Then them niggas murk you. You got to die for something that you believe in that hard. So if you're lying and you died for that, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to die for a lie. I'll be like, I won't die right
believe
now if you
me.
Ask me if Trump was president. He'll be like, yo, was Trump president
what do you
last
mean
year?
You're
if you
die
say
for a
yeah,
lie.
All right. So
what do you mean? What does this have to do with God, nigga? You lost me.
So no, because I believe in the Christian religion. Right?
Why?
So because niggas died because they said they saw Jesus
but
resurrect.
But niggas died, but I'm saying.
Nah. These niggas died for writing the ending of that Holy Bible.
But bro, niggas have died, honestly, for denouncing the government. Does that mean the government is God?
Nah. You're
niggas have died.
Niggas died because they told them, hey, you won't die if you say Jesus isn't real right now. We won't kill you. And they're like, nah, fuck that, dude. Jesus is real.
But
kill
what if
me.
They're just also misguided people?
Yo, you got to be super misguided. Yo, I won't die
Muslims,
right now.
Muslims die for their God all the time.
Nah, because if you looked at me.
Muslims die for their God all the time.
Yeah, but they truly believe in it. I can't believe in that one.
Why?
You're saying you believe in it.
Listen.
I cannot speak on
you're
it too much.
You're saying you believe in it because niggas died for it. I'm saying niggas died for a lot of things.
Not just niggas died for it. Niggas died saying they saw Jesus.
Yes, but niggas died saying that they're going to see 14 virgins.
They could have.
13 virgins.
They could have went around and not died. They could have said, nah, I didn't see Jesus.
I understand
don't kill
that, bro.
Me. And then people would have been
I
like,
I understand that, bro. But
die.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas will die for banging their block, too. And niggas like, fucking don't say that shit. And niggas will be like, nah, nigga, I'm banging blood. And they'll die, nigga.
Yeah,
so it's blood's God? You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, that is not the reason. I only challenge you
this is
to
why
find
I
out,
believe.
Like, go ahead.
Well, I've read the Bible, but the two books I've read in the Bible, because I've only read two books, which is...
Genesis and Exodus.
And, bro, that's in the Jewish religion. That's in the Muslim religion.
So why don't you...
The Muslims have the Genesis and Exodus the same way, no? Right? I believe they have
in
Moses.
In the Quran?
Yeah, I believe
they
have
Moses.
Yeah,
the Old Testament, but it's... Okay.
They're all the religions basically line up together.
You should watch Zeitgeist, right? We should continue this talk after you watch Zeitgeist. Because I want you to know that Muhammad and Jesus are the same person.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. But Muhammad is like... A super warrior, dude, to God.
And that's the Quran. And then there's the Bhagavad Gita, which is told from a place of war. So I'm saying, like, and that's written in Sanskrit, right? And I'm saying this to let you know that all religions stem from a singular truth. And that, to me, is God. And I think religion itself is man-made. I believe God and spirituality happens to be a journey of man within himself. And so when people say that we are created in God's image, it literally means that. So when you're saying, like, the dumbest thing that humans ever did was kill each other over having differing beliefs. We only have differing beliefs because we were raised in different regions with different languages. You know what I mean? But everybody is searching for the same connection with the power that is greater than them. We are made out of stardust, nigga.
We are hurling on a globe. I could agree with you. I agree the fact that all religions worship the same God and it's just a different language.
That's kind of, right? So that's not what I was saying all the way, but kind of.
All
right,
hit me with your saying.
Because
all the
I'm
way
saying, like, so people that are Hindi,
yeah,
they worship multiple gods, right? Greek mythology was multiple gods. So, like, there's something called monolithic, right? Which is belief in one God, right? Monotheism, which is belief in one God, and there's polytheism, which is belief in multiple gods, right? So, and then there's nihilism, which is belief in nothing, so I'm saying, like, Hindus believe, like, or even in Sanskrit, right, they have, like, Shakti, which is the god of creativity, or in Hindi, it is Vishnu, right, who has all those arms, the blue one, right, you see with all those arms, and, or Greek mythology, right, they had a god for every separate thing, they had a god of war, a god of Aphrodite, right? They had Poseidon, who was the god of the sea, right? And the gods were not perfect. The gods would fight with each other and shit. And Zeus would cheat on his wife with Athena and fuck these other bitches, right? He would fuck some mortal bitches. Then they would go and party with each other, right? So the gods, right, all just represent the different possibilities of us. And I believe that we are co-creators with God, which is a code for the way the world works, right? Because I think that God, whatever this idea is, my nigga, if God is all-powerful, all-knowing, in everything, like we believe, then God cannot be defined by man. It would be impossible for us to understand the concept of God. So I am humble enough to believe that God is real, but that I won't be able to put words to God, or else God wouldn't be God. God would be a human thing, right? That's my belief, right? It's just like, I can know what a dog is, right? Because I am greater than that dog. But can a dog understand what's going on in my mind? Of course not, right? So it's just like, how can we say that we can understand the conception of God unless you are on par with God? Because guess who wrote the Bible? Just some other nigga that was born before you, man. You know what I mean? Who?
Now, all right. Now, there's things I grab from the Bible, right? And...
But who wrote it?
Man wrote the Bible.
But what man, too? Who? Nigga, do you know who wrote Scientology? One of the biggest liars in the world, nigga. L. Ron Hubbard. And he was a failed science fiction writer.
Yeah, but Scientology is just...
Is that somebody knocking?
I could have sworn I heard someone knock.
All right.
But Scientology is complete bullshit, though.
But what's the difference? Like, what's the difference? It came before. Because check this out. In 3,000 years, right? If humans are still on this earth and there hasn't been some crazy shit happening, and people are still Scientologists, people would be like, bro, it's an old book. Like, fucking millions of people have followed it. People died for Scientology, right? What makes it more right?
All right, okay.
The stories are just now, as crazy, bro.
Now, when Noah's I read Ark, the Bible, I don't sit there and I think, okay, yeah, Noah's Ark is pretty wild. But I haven't got to that part
two
yet.
Of
now,
every animal gang.
I think it's just something I'm unable to understand. Like, but, I nigga, wasn't there.
But, nigga, I don't understand Harry Potter, right? Either. It doesn't
but,
make it.
You know what I'm saying? I think the Bible is a good way to try to understand. You know what I'm saying? Do I think it's the answer? I do not.
You know
think,
what?
I don't think the Bible is going to give you the answers to what life is or like what God truly wants. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like what you said. Like, we can't read God's mind because God is greater. You know? But.
You know what, nigga?
I do definitely think having God in your life is a better path.
I believe in God. Don't get it twisted. That's what I want to say.
No, I know you believe.
I want to get that clear because I believe in God.
Yeah, because you know the shorts, they're going to fucking, oh.
Let them, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, talk about it.
Talk you know about me.
But, wait, let me tell you. God is as real as Santa Claus. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, don't say that.
I'm playing. Anything for the clicks. No, bro. Look, like, I think that God is real. I do not believe in standard religion, though. I don't. You know what I mean? Because, like, you should, like, I'm saying, like, really watch Zeitgeist, bro. And
I'm gonna watch it today.
And it's not just that, right? I've read these books. Like, I am not a faker, bro. And I see the intertwining of knowledge throughout them, right? And then I got really deep into Eastern philosophies, right? So I read the Tao Te Ching, right? The Tao Te Ching. I don't know how to pronounce it, right? But it's spelled T-A-O, right? The way is essentially what it translates to. And it's written kind of like in poetic stanzas, right? And it talks about, like, this is what gave me the conception of God, because it talks about Tao, like the way of life. And it just says, like, the way is neither the lowest valley or the highest mountain. It is not the coldest day or the warmest summer, right? It only describes what the way is by telling you what it's not. And too often we try to put labels on the unlabelable. I don't know if unlabelable is a word, but like, God cannot be constrained by... Is that a bird stuck there? I don't think God can be conceptualized by our mind.
Yeah, I don't think
God created us, all right?
All right, I see where you're going.
You know?
I don't think we could ever understand God.
And how bold to say that your idea of God is greater than somebody else's. That's what I'm saying. That's why I liked Eastern philosophies, right? Because even in Buddhism, they're like, look.
Well, I respect.
The idea with Buddhism is like, look, we think this shit is cool. If you don't, yours might be cool. Yours might be the one. But this is what we found works for us. You know what I mean? And they don't try to convert niggas. They don't kill niggas over it. You know what I mean? It's just a way of living that is best for humanity in their eyes, right? So take the culture out of it. Take the prejudice out of it. Just from a standpoint of human existence, I fuck with it, right?
I agree with you, right?
Now,
do I think someone's religion is... Do I think because someone is Jewish, they're going to go to hell? No. Do I think because someone's Muslim, are they going to go to hell? No. Do I try to convert niggas to my religion? No. But I will say that me finding
But if
finding
you believe in the Bible, you do believe all that.
Well, the Bible... I only have two books in the Bible.
I'm saying
Genesis and Exodus, but the idea of
Christianity is that if you don't accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are going to an eternity of hell. That is the belief. That is the core belief.
No. That you can't. Okay, yeah, I believe so, but I haven't got to that part.
That is the core. I'm telling you, that is the core belief, nigga. Like, that's the only reason I know all the. Look, bro, I used to go to Bible study every Thursday. I had to volunteer at church every Tuesday, and then I was at church every Sunday, nigga, for like the first 12 years of my life, right? I know the Bible like the back of my hand, bro. You know what I mean? Like we used to do a Bible race, nigga, to where they would yell out, like the teacher would in Bible study would yell out a verse, the book and the verse, and you'd have to flip to it as quickly as possible. And that's why I know the books of the Bible by heart still. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, like Joshua, Judges, like all this shit, right? And my parents made me read the Bible because I was like, I'm not going to Sunday school anymore. And they're like, no, you're going to Sunday school. I was like, no, I'm not. Like, I was like, I told them, I'm going to be moral. Like, I'm going to determine what's right and wrong. They're like, no, you're not. And then I wrote an essay about it, right? My parents were like, we're not reading this shit. You know what I mean? Go and read the Bible. And then if at the end you don't believe in it, then you cannot come to church anymore. So it took me like a year and a half, nigga, to read the Bible. I'm not gonna cap and say like I did it quick. You know what I mean? I did it, I was in school, nigga, I was in middle school. I read that shit front to back, nigga. Like slowly, deliberately, underlining, writing notes in the margins. The first book I really liked, because in school, like at that point in time, there was this website called Cliff Notes that you would find, right? And so like for book reports, like I liked reading. But for book reports on books that I didn't like, I would just fucking cheat, nigga, right? Because I was efficient with my time. If I didn't like something, I couldn't read it, right? But yeah. If I liked something, I would fuck with it. And there's great stories in the Bible, my nigga. It is great, like, ideas on how to live. But as a whole text, as I started reading the Bible, there's, like, big portions of it that I was just like, I don't really, like, get why. So why it took me so long to read it too, because it sent me down this rabbit hole of finding out, oh, there was, during the times of Crusades, there was books taken out of the Bible so that it would stop people from revolting. Because the Bible used to have other books that it was written like a dialectic, meaning that one book would be all about one perspective. And then they would have a book directly after it challenging the beliefs of that perspective, right? So it was more philosophy. But then as time went on, that's why you have all these new editions. It was used to control people, right? And so one of the greatest things it was used to control was slaves, right? The Bible specifically. Because it was like, look, your life here, not that great. But don't cross your master. Don't cross your God. Do as your boss says. And you'll live eternally forever. So this life might be bullshit.
Yeah, they say that. Like in Exodus, he's given slaves, and Genesis, God gives them slaves. Yeah. But I think, all right, Now, I haven't finished the Bible like you have, but I do believe that people, I do believe that having a religion is a good way just to get closer with God, you know? Now, if you finish, because you can't just start a religion and be like, nah, you didn't even finish. You don't even know jack shit about it, right? So I believe that at least studying a couple religions, learning what's what, and being able to see and put the books together and being able to come up with your own conclusion is a healthy way to go about it.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
And I think that everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
And I just encourage...
Like, and Andrew Tate was a Christian. Now he's a Muslim. But he's a Muslim and he speaks on it. He's a Muslim because he likes the way that their discipline.
And I think, like, okay, it's like this, right? It's like when people are vegetarian, right? I have to find out why to determine whether I respect their decision or not, right? Because it is, what are you choosing it for? And the beautiful part about religion is that it makes it easy to have a set of rules of this is right and this is wrong, right? But in every line of like thought like that, there's just a bunch of shit I don't agree with, my nigga. You know what I mean? That I can't get behind. And the thing is, I'm either all in or all out. So when I decided that for me, and just for me, that it is enough for me to want to be a good person, not out of fear of any eternal anything, and that it literally just makes me feel better, and my life mission is to leave the people I interact with better than what before they met. That is it, bro. So I don't want to be negative. I don't want to bring other people down. I don't want to steal, right? I want to get things the right way. I want to uplift others, right? Because selfishly, I feel better like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then I believe God takes that. This is where my faith comes in, is that I believe truthfully that God blesses you for behaving in that manner. And it's not because you get whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for. It's because, nigga, I have little stress when I've tried it all, bro. I have less stress when I'm not looking over my shoulder, when I'm not talking shit. And the thing is, bro, when people talk shit on me, I know that it's not from anything. Because, like, the thing is, you start to internalize it. If you're acting wrong and then people talk shit, then you get real defensive, right? Because you're like, no, nigga. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Right? I don't even have that, nigga. Because I'm like, if they're talking shit on me, it's probably because they're doing worse than me. Really, because yeah. I haven't spoken ill about them. I haven't done wrong to them. So it doesn't affect me, really. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll even agree with people. Oh, man, you're so egotistical. Yeah. Nigga, you'll never guess what I said to my bitch last night. Like, that's crazy that you think I'm an egotistical. Wait till you hear this. You know what I mean? And it doesn't faze me at all, bro. And because I also don't take myself, like, so seriously that I can't joke about myself, right? And that was the other thing with religion. Like, I felt like some people will get so into it that's like, nigga, you can't even make a joke. Or you can't even fucking, if one day you feel like being a little bad or whatever that may be, right? It's like, nigga, if you're so into this and then you go to a strip club, right? Then you're like, fuck, like, oh my, I repent, God. Like, nigga, I don't have regrets about nothing. I'm not sorry about shit. You know what I mean? And I'll live like that and die like that because I'm not acting in ill will, right? And there's certain things that we have, that other people have deemed bad that I don't believe are bad, bro. Like niggas, there's niggas have licenses to kill. People want to talk shit about you paying for pussy.
Yeah, I don't think...
Not that I'm a proponent of paying for pussy.
I don't think paying for pussy...
But as a good Christian man...
Nah, actually, in the Bible, dude... I haven't gotten to the commandments. But in the Bible, niggas pay for pussy, man.
And is
you know
it,
what I'm saying?
Is
it, what and book he is don't that? Go to hell, dude. He just has a daughter with his like sons. I think it's in Genesis. He has a daughter with his son's wife or some shit. Because his wife pretends to be a prostitute. And then he pays her. And then she keeps the ring. And she keeps the cane. And then when he got pregnant, they were again like blasphemous. She was supposed to be a virgin. And then she sends him the cane and ring. So, and he's like, no, don't kill her.
So then what's the moral behind that story?
I think that story, right? Because that's a small piece of a big story. So I don't really remember. I can't really put a moral stance on it. But right. I took it as like, why? What would you say?
When I, like, whatever miracles or whatever, you could choose to believe all of that verbatim if you want. But I believe what's deeper is the points that those stories are trying to make, right? Because it was written so long ago that a lot of that shit taken, read directly, like coveting a neighbor's goat, right? Does not make any sense.
Yeah, like, I don't...
No, but listen, just let me finish. Just does not make any sense at face value. But you took it to the next level. You're like, well, obviously, coveting a neighbor's goat is no longer relevant, but it's talking about not being jealous of what the next man has, right? So in every story, the beautiful part about the Bible is that it has an underlying moral standpoint there that I believe is good. But the issue is that religion has been used to manipulate people's beliefs towards hatred, which it was never intended for. And that is my issue with like, you know, quote unquote Bible thumping or whatever, right? Is when people start to use it to judge others or be prejudiced against others just for having differing beliefs. Because those beliefs are rooted in where you were born, how you were raised. You know what I mean? And the underlying belief of all of these is love. Right? And that's where it should stay. Because that's what God is. You know what I mean? It's not about judgment. It is not about disrespect. It is not about death. It is about more life. And with that...
We out. Vice City Mafia.
Gang.